That's the Bible reading this morning. It is so slow. You tell Kurt what we read about, Lee.
Why? Jesus has put color on them. He's not funny. He should have blue in them. No, put purple.
Put a coat of purple on
it. Do you want Cheerios or Bucky? Cheerios.
No, I don't want any.
Well, you're going to eat some.
No, no.
I gave you one for me, dear.
Have it too much in me? I knew I'd have it.
Is that ready?
Ready? What is playing?
P38.
Yes, ma'am.
You should do it.
peanut butter down.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize we had some of that. Put this stuff away. Yeah, I'll get it. Shall I get it?
Goodness.
We're saving it, you know.
artificial fruit and artificial syrup, artificially flavored and artificially colored. Is that right?
Well, that's quite it. It's wrapped with a different word. Oh. Melon, artificially colored and
flavored. Colored and flavored. Well, the syrup is artificial too, then.
Yeah.
And it's artificial fruit, so.
With the pictures on the label, so you can see that.
You can see that it's what?
You can see that they're actually cut.
Oh. Oh. None of my friends, they don't try to misrepresent it,
do they? No, it isn't
misrepresentation. Not a good thing. Should we sing into my heart?
Okay.
All right, let's sing into my heart.
Into my heart. Into my heart.
When he comes.
Okay? Okay, and it stopped me all the way through in the heart, didn't it?
Yeah. When he comes. When he comes.
When he comes. When he comes. When he comes. When he comes. When he
I think I'm going to go to
the book
from here.
I think I'm going
to go to the
book. I'm going to go to the
book. We'll do it for me.
Well, he says, I want some milk. He says,
meow, meow.
In cat language, that means I want some milk.
That's my book. That's my book.
little robin goes hoppity, hoppity, hop. Whenever I tell him to lighten to stop it, he says he can't possibly stop. If he stopped hopping, he wouldn't go anywhere. Poor little Christopher couldn't go anywhere. That's why he always goes hoppity, hoppity, hop. And then I said,
who's in the
oh, that's the teddy bear.
Mom, that's the teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
What are you leaving out for?
I'll make a little horse to push him off, yeah? Let's see what it says. A bear, however hard he tries, grows tubby without exercise. Our teddy bear is shorty fat, which is not to be wondered at. He gets what exercise he can by falling off the ottoman, so that's where he gets his exercise. But generally seems to lack the energy to camel back. Now, tubbiness is just the thing which gets a fellow wondering. And Teddy worried lots about the fact that he was rather stuck. Oh, she said, it's only an Irish doing, but how does anyone begin?
Okay. Now pen me for the foolishness.
That's the way my money goes.
That's the way he goes.
You know that one, the one little girl? Let Kurt help you. Come on, Kurt. Well, let's start over. Now, Lee, you want to sing a song? You sing a song. Okay, you sing a song now. Let's see. What shall he sing? Mary had a little lamb and then she can sing the bass.
Yeah.
How about Mary had a little lamb and then Mary, then you can sing the bass. Sing the first verse.
Mary, Mary, little lamb, little lamb, Mary had a little lamb of the snow white and blue. And that's where the Mary went, Mary went, Mary went.
Now let's sing bass. Start on and sing bass. That's pretty good for tenor. That's all right.
Fleece is white as snow.
Yeah, you remembered it today.
Mm-hmm. I didn't remember it to the other day.
No, you didn't remember it to the other day. Let's see. You want to sing anymore? What do you want to sing?
King Cole
was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he.
Muffin had a little baby dolly. What happened to the baby dolly? You missed Muffin?
Mm-hmm.
You have baby dollies upstairs. You want to play and sing something? Let's see what we can find in here. See some new little songs?
Sing the ABCs one.
Oh, yes, let's sing it. Say them again.
Squirrel had a cold.
I don't know. How does a squirrel go,
Dad? Squirrel chatters. He goes...
I need a crowbar, Kurt.
Kurt, let me out. Oh,
gee, gee.
Now let's turn over and find what's
Daddy, I found it.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
A little.
Little boy.
Hey,
look what happened, baby, because you don't do it.
How's the bird go?
try
real hard.
And I'm going to be corrected.
Every day when Jesus sings it. Kurt, you
bye.
ocarina solo. He's going to play Mary Had a Little Lamb on the ocarina. There it is right there, Kurt. Play it. Mary Had a Little Lamb. We'll make a record of it. Okay? Grand Beer Christmas? All right, okay. Here we go.
Thank you. blow in your heart.
CBS World News, Bill Cullen. A CBS correspondent, Gene Wright, fleet expected to start in a few hours, are expected to enter Tokyo Bay itself almost momentarily. Meanwhile, new orders to the Japs that America soon let Japs surrender there. And General Stilwell and his 10th Army have been delegated to accept enemy surrender in the Ryukyu Islands. The Lieutenant Pacific Army Commander will go the pleasure of accepting Jap surrender throughout the Philippines. For the South Pacific, as the General and his 10th The Lieutenant Pacific Army Commander will go the pleasure of accepting Jap surrender throughout the Philippines. For the South, the British warships of the East Indies fleet are has agreed to accept Generalissimo for a personal conference and the terms of the recently signed treaty between Russia. They provide support and material resources and make it clear this has a further, the treaty stipulates that Diren, a warm ocean shipping of the Russians will be responsible for its defense. The Chinese. At the same time, we must have a look for which so many Americans have given their lives.
Questions are lined up in front of the Dr. Pepper dark book.
Goodness, you know what time it is? 5 minutes after 10. You've got your pajamas on. What color are your pajamas, Louie?
Pink.
Where they got on them?
What? Chicken. Is that what that is?
In dark, huh? True. Yeah, right. What color are your shoes? In a minute, you're going up the ladder and where?
Up. Inside.
That's right. Pardon me. Now, you want to say your prayers now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say it right here. I'll just hold this right here.
Okay,
here we go. Close your hand.
Now,
you want me to play that back? All right. Sure I do. See that light flash? That means it's running all right. Well, the funny thing was that while I was playing that thing back, I had the cut and I was cutting another.
What trouble?
It was sort of a strange thing to do. I believe I could do it. I think I'll try it in a minute and see if it can be done.
Okay.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
See? That's the needle that cuts the record. What do you mean a big round thing?
A big round
thing. Oh, they make records in the factory. I don't know how they make them.
I think it's some pieces of records.
Huh?
Where's
a phonograph? A phonograph? Over there on the table. Tell you what you do. You get up to the bottom of the ladder. Both of you stand right at the bottom of the ladder. And as you go up, sing Into My Heart. Tell you? The only way. Each step while you sing something. Okay, up you go. Pretty good, though, Lee. Now then, what do you want to sing? Kurt, you want to sing Jesus Loves Me with Me? Sing the outro?
I can do it.
What?
I can do it.
Do what?
I can do it. I
Well, you don't sing alto yet. That's just Kurt's voice. You can sing Mary Had a Little Lamb better than anybody I've heard. Oh, yeah, sing Mary Had a Little Lamb first, and then the next time you can sing bass. Okay, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Here, right here. Right here.
I think you can do better on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, don't you? Twinkle 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 Little Star, okay. Bass real loud. Yeah, that's Skymaster, huh? What other kind of planes do you know? What's JRF? You know what a JRF is?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? You know what an FNJ is?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Fly bombers.
They learn to fly dive bombers. Uh-huh. What else do they call them?
That's right.
And, let's see, what about that JRF? What was the other name for that, remember? You know what a Grumman duck is, don't
uh-huh.
you? What's that?
Seaplane.
Uh-huh. Well, what's a JRF?
Seaplane.
Yeah, that's a seaplane too. How many motors does it have?
Two.
That's right. How many does a Grumman duck have?
One.
That's right. Grumman Goose. Grumman Gosling. That's a goose is right. Goose, not Gosling. What did I get Gosling? Grumman Goose, that's right. You're very good. That's pretty good, boy. Now, y'all want to sing some more?
PV.
A PV?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's another kind, yeah. That's a light, medium bomber. A reconnaissance plane. Now, what shall we do? Shall we sing? Okay, let's sing another song. What shall we sing? Lee, you want to sing?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's the Christmas.
No, no, let's sing something. What? I'm a Christmas song? Fine, okay. Now, don't march around in there because I can't hear you in there. So stay right here and sing I'm a Christian Soldier. Okay. You can march around and around in a circle. All right? Okay, sing.
I'm a Christian Soldier marching as to
Going
home, let's go. Christ the warrior man.
Work for him till 9. Let the phone.
play this thing out with me.
Hey,
Daddy. Yeah, they don't want me to do this again. Now you sing it, Brian. She does love me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong.
Get out the way, girl.
Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me.
Come here, Kurt. Stand by Granddad and sing out.
Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Sing out
to
come on, sing
it
with you. Come on,
Kurt.
All right, sing out to
me.
Come on, right here, close
me.
To me. Right here.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells the ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
This is the last of that son of a law.
Yeah,
you gotta
put
him up. Then
go
to the mayor.
Thanks, Kurt, for living,
God. Could you come
sing with me? And I want you to have the things you need and things you want, and I'll help you get them. But I'm not a patsy either, as you well know. So show me. Show us all, in fact. Speaking of guns, which I was only indirectly, and I was over in the hobby shop in the exchange furniture store where they made our monkey pod table, and, well, where they make all the monkey pod stuff. There was a wood carver man over there carving a stock for a gun, hand carving it, and he was really doing a beautiful job. It was pretty
ivy leaves and things like that all over it. Boy, it was nice. Or something exciting that I can talk about. Hey, not now. That's not what we want to do. Keep this thing afloat so we can get back to the States on it. Good night, everybody. I love you. Bye-bye. It's Friday. About 10:45. It was getting real hot, but I noticed some rain clouds are coming over. Maybe that'll save us. Couple of days, boy, we're alongside the pier, and it is hotter, and I'm getting away from it, but I guess it's worth it to be as conveniently located. It was nice this morning at 10 o'clock. I just got up and walked over to the chaplain's meeting, walked back, and got back in about 40 minutes. There wasn't any chaplain's meeting. I gave them the times of my services so they could put it on the message that goes out to all ships in the harbor. The clamor is just abaft us. That's really funny. There's a little AKL, the USS Mark, which is right alongside us. It's a small cargo ship. It goes from here to Manila via Corregidor, and it's right across the pier from us. So the USS Markab and the USS Mark, our little brother, our little son, Mark McCab. That was the character I dreamed of. Maybe that's where I got it, because I had seen this ship out here. Mark Markab. How about that? The clamor is back of us, and the Pickaway and the Tulare are also in port, as well as the Alamo. So, a lot of my old friends. Except I don't know anybody on them now. They're all gone. Nothing has happened this morning. Nothing ever does anymore. My thumb is sure sore, the one I hurt last night. But of softball. Other than that, life goes on, drags on. But a week from today, hallelujah. Boy, I'd be so glad to get away from these horrible islands. As far as the people are concerned, it's horrible anyway, most of them. The warrant officer on here, Bosun Melvin, the new one, had shore patrol duty the other night, and while he was quelling a disturbance, somebody slit his pocket with a razor blade, stole his wallet. He had over $200 in it. He'd gotten paid that day, and evidently he doesn't have an allotment. So I think he's trying to borrow money from Navy Relief at this point. Crazy knocker for carrying that kind of money around with him anyway. I think it was New Year's Eve when it happened. Can't be very smart. But then bosun's mates aren't supposed to be smart. Just muscular. Habecker has invited me to come over to Grande Island tomorrow or the next day. He and some of the others have taken a cottage, and they'll be spending the weekend over there. I'd love to go over and...
We thank you for a good night's rest this day. We thank you. Amen.
Yeah.
You sort of there too, don't you, Ray?
Mine too.
You know where you all are going this afternoon, we think?
Mm-hmm.
I would have played in the garden. Would you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll
come, if you can, well, we'll take you over there. And Mother's going to the dentist to have his teeth worked out. Is that right?
I'll get my cold work on out there, too.
You'll get your cold work on, yeah. Well, they don't work on colds out there. Unfortunately, they just have APCs in the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That kind we like.
Well, I like that.
Good old hot girl.
Happy grasshopper chirped and sang one sunny summer day. He hopped about to his heart's content. He loved to jump and play. He saw an ant with a grain of corn, as busy as he could be. The grasshopper said, "How silly to work. Why don't you come play with me?" Said she, "I'm gathering food to eat next winter when it's cold. You know when the snow comes down, the food is as scarce as gold." "Why, think about winter," the grasshopper said. "Come on, let's laugh and play." But the ant said, "I've no time to waste," and turned brown, and then came the wind and sank in the snow. Starving with the ant and the yellow corn, what a hard little worker she's been. So he went to her house and he knocked on the door. He made corn of necessity. Down the river he side by side, they made quite a curious pair. One was brass, one earthenware. As they floated down the river, the earthen pot was all a quiver. In his mind was just one thought, not to touch the other pot. The brass pot said, "Now do not fear, I'll not strike you, brother dear." The earthen pot said, "But you see, if we should touch, it's the end of me. If you strike me or I strike you, either way I break in two. The moral here is worth a heap. Be careful of the company you keep." All was all locked up for the night. Poor Billy B. No one heard his knocking. So he turned sadly, ready to fly away. Just then, he saw a grass fire burning. It was headed straight for the hive.
Nothing, that's right. What was nothing?
Your dog.
Okay. One day, a little dog named
Muffin
got a splinter in his eye. Poor little Muffin. His eye hurt him. It stung. So they took him to
the dog doctor.
The dog doctor said,
"Muffin?
What else? I'll put this
thing in your eye.
And when you take it
off tonight,
your eye won't hurt anymore." That's right. And there was Muffin with a great big white bandage over his eye. See the doctor holding it up in the clock in the office? Everything looked as dark to him as when you close your eyes. But Muffin could hear. Muffin pricked up his ears. He heard everything in the room that made a noise. He heard tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Clock.
Clock. Clock, that's right. We heard
radiator.
It was a radiator, that's right. We heard snip-snap.
Scissors.
Scissors. Snip-snap, snip-snap. We heard tingling, tingling.
Telephone.
Telephone, that's right. We heard
grrrr.
It was his own stomach growling.
I do that one, too.
Yeah, so did I. We heard
little fly.
Little black fly. He heard... The dog doctor sneezing like that. Then Muffin went down the street on his way home. Poor little Muffin, said the people on the street. Muffin has a big white bandage over his eyes and he can't see a thing. But Muffin couldn't see it. First he heard the big noises. Then hammering. Horse's hoof. It was a baby doll. And what? They gave it the baby doll to Muffin for his very own.
Yeah,
they could even have that dog. Yeah. He
said,
I could have Muffin. Yeah, you could have Muffin, couldn't you? Yeah. Wouldn't you like to have a little black dog like that?
Uh-huh.
And if you had a dog and he had a dog, wouldn't that be funny?
Dog and a dolly.
If you got money, if he got Muffin with a dolly, he would have no dolly and... And we were
Daddy,
Daddy, inside on the porch.
Yeah.
Daddy,
two
open doors, so
we can
hear
you. I'm like, Is Hoo-Hoo upstairs? Is
Hoo-Hoo
upstairs? Uh-huh. Not here. But she's in,
where's she? Delay. That's
right, in delay. Where's the big doll? Where's your big doll? Oh, Hoo-Hoo, the big doll. Oh. I guess she got filled from there, put away, huh? Come. What's the street, little kid? Well, we'll have to read it. There was an old sow with three little pigs. That's an option. You had a funny story.
Daddy?
Uh-huh.
What's the pig? What's eating the pick up for?
What?
What's the
pig? Well, maybe he likes pork. See, that little pigs are what you get ham from. That's where we get ham and bacon and pork, things like that. That's pigs. Did you know that? Yeah, he doesn't really have a house like that. Pigs don't live in houses like that. They live out in styles and in little places outside.
Daddy!
Uh-huh. You do?
Uh-huh.
What would you want with a pig?
Maybe
a pig. Yeah, maybe you'll be a pig girl someday. Look.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll have the pictures in the book, I think. There's a little boy licking in the water, isn't that pretty?
Uh-huh.
The moon shine. That's the moon. It's at night. He's got his pajamas on. Uh-huh. Isn't that pretty?
Maybe he lives out there somewhere.
There's, look at there.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Uh-huh. Wise old owl. Oh, there's the ant and the grasshopper. That's the story about the ant and the grasshopper. In a field one summer's day, a grasshopper... Three, four, two. Somebody's out of touch.
And I'm gonna have to sing a church song. And I'm gonna have to laugh when I get
ready. Well, I guess so. Best walk of ever ate.
This is for I
and you. No? Oh, it's a river. Why that? What?
What do you think is that for the ant, Mom?
Let the ant take care of his own dinner. Sorry about the ant and the grasshopper?
Where is the ant hole?
Down in the ground.
Here, I got this thing on. Do it in here. The church card. We'll put it to be on the record.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's part of it, all right? That's very good.
That way, that is my way.
Yeah, well, that's your way. That's the best way, too. If it's your way, that's right. Go get a cleaner, please. What? Wash your nose.
Where? It's
Kat, where's the toenail? Go get the toenail. That one's very good. You'd be better than that.
I'm in here.
Okay.
Put it on that toenail. Wow. Right. Jesus loves me, kids, I love. But let the words of him be low. They are raised by he is so. Yes, he loves me. Yes, he loves me. Yes, he loves me. The Bible helps me.
Very good.
I do. Jack and Jill went up the hill to pick the things away. There's just a running book to start into the back.
And there's a pail of water. Uh-huh. We're all still. Yeah, let's see. Here's one about little Jack Horner sat in the corner.
I know that one.
He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, Harley.
No.
Oh, is that what it is? Hmm? Hot cross bun.
Hot cross bun.
One for penny, two a penny. Hot cross bun.
I get on.
What's the rest of it? I think we got time now to leave the oven. What are we going to have to chop? Waffles?
No.
What?
I don't like
waffles. Pancakes? No, waffles. Waffles are just educated pancakes anyway.
Mama!
This is the 17th of what? What's the month?
Of August.
That's right. And you let me hold the microphone.
What? 1947.
What's that?
Once there was a man named Goldberg, and he went to Paris, and he went in a restaurant, and there... And people were sitting all in the tables, and there was one man sitting at a table, and the waiter thought that he wouldn't mind if Goldberg sat there, so he sat down. French man got through first, and he says, "Bon appetit." Goldberg got up and said, "Goldberg." And went in again. He kept on doing this for a little day. And he went to his friend, and he's been in Paris quite a while, and he said, "What does bon appetit mean?" And then said, "Well, it's like you would say, I'm enjoying my dinner," or something of the sort. So Goldberg went back, and he got through first. And then he got up and said, "Bon appetit." And the Frenchman got up and said, "Goldberg." Goldberg.
You did remember, didn't you?
I have some tape here taken in, made in Clarksville, Tennessee, when David was very small. Record it from here.
That's